Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom, and today is Sunday, July 17th, and the year is 2022. How are you doing today? Well, I should say, how are you doing this evening? Good? Awesome. I pretend that this is a dialogue that you actually are responding, or at least care, and and it becomes less narcissism and more of a communication, an open dialogue of sorts. And because I just assume everyone wants to know what's on my mind, which nobody does. Except maybe a couple of people who were like using me as a cautionary tale. Don't let this happen to you, folks, because someday you'll be old and have nothing better to do on a Sunday night than, you know, ramble on about how things were so much different back in the day before the internet. Because, yes, I was born in a time before there were computers in people's houses. I was born in such a day and an era where we actually had to remember phone numbers. We had to remember faces. We had to remember what handwriting looked like. We had the benefit of primitive life where we actually had to go to the store and do the shopping in person as opposed to shopping online. And oh my God, it's just, you know, because we still could ride dinosaurs back in the day. And we didn't throw paper airplanes in class. We threw rocks because the paper had not been invented yet. We hadn't invented, but we were still actually technically using dead animal skins. And we adorned our caves with such. And we painted with poop. And it's just, you know, it is what it is. When I start talking about how things used to be, I'm reminded of a time when I would actually have to talk to old people, and they would tell me, back in my day, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, God, I've become that. I've become that grizzled creature that, back in my day, we had this, and it was good, you know. Anyway, I'm not gonna go there today. I'm not feeling old at all. As a matter of fact, quite the contrary, I'm feeling pretty good outside of the fact that I'm dealing with one of those things where the universe has handed me, you know, a little bit of a comeuppance. You see, because the internet was invented for people just like me who love to troll the net. And I mean, I don't just troll the net. I look for topics that I am far more knowledgeable on, and I eat someone alive using my own brand of idiocy and knowledge, which there's usually fair amounts of both. But anyway, I oh my God, this is one of those things where it's like, you know, should have known better. There was an article that came out about 4 or 5 days ago, and I was the first commenter on it, and it was an article about how people love to hear from folks they haven't talked to in a long time. You know, like, you know, somebody that disappeared out of my life like 10 years ago or whatever, get a phone call from them, you know, and it never, ever goes the way that it should, especially when I'm the one making the phone call that's trying to reconnect, trying to sort things out. It never goes the way that it should. And that's because everyone assumes that I haven't changed, my world hasn't changed, that I am still an asshole. And in the spirit of full disclosure, I'm still kind of an asshole. However, because of my life being what it is. And sometimes, you know, you do learn things along the way. Because life has a way of beating the stupid out of you. Not to put too fine a point on it. Life will beat the stupid out of you. But every time I've reached out to somebody who I haven't talked to in a very long time, it goes one of two ways. Either it's very polite, very nice, and then I never hear from them again. Or it's polite, polite explosion, then I never hear from them again. So here it is. I see this article, and I'm like, no, this is not true. Because this might be according to science, but it's not true. People don't like surprises. People don't like hearing from people from, you know, years ago that have disappeared, that have quit talking to you. You know, it's usually there's a reason why people quit talking to you. It's because either they've gotten all they can get from you, or there's just really no room for you or a place for you in their life, you know? And from my perspective, everyone that wanders into my little world is there because it's a choice. No one needs me in their world. They choose to have me in their world. It's a lot like letting a vampire into your house or, you know, making a pact with the devil. You know, it's you bring the shit on yourself when, you know, you're in my sphere of influence. Not necessarily true. I'm making more of it than it is because I'm actually a pretty nice guy. And I have the people that are my friends that are connected to me are all fantastic people who I don't deserve. I'm very fortunate to be surrounded by people who are better than me that have helped me grow as a human being. That being said, so I go ahead and I troll this article pretty good. And I'm like, this is not true. The only people that want to hear from other people I even talk to are old people trapped in an old folks home. It was all, you know, tongue in cheek stuff. But it was epic troll, you know. Sure enough, the universe decides, well, I see you decided you wanted to be funny, huh? Well, how about this? And so I get a call from a buddy of mine who every year I do some work for his group, and this year I wasn't going to do it because I had what I would call a complication with someone that I did some business with, and it's because, you know, I make it a point to pay on delivery every single time. The reason why is because I don't like getting behind in my bills. I always pay right then. I don't have to deal with it. I just get it done and I'm done. I don't have people having to worry about whether or not they're going to get paid. I pay them immediately. And the reason why I do that is because I am a self-employed guy. I'm always forced to wait, and I know what that feels like, and I absolutely freaking hate it. Because, you know, be the person that you want your customers to be. Pay your bills. That's all I care about. We're good. Square. Even. Done. And so I go ahead and I have to make a phone call after I was really kind of an asshole to this person. And I was well within my rights. So in my own defense, I was mad for all of the right reasons, and I, you know, I wasn't as insufferable as I thought I was, but, you know, I know me pretty well, and if there's one thing I'm good at, it's absolutely laying waste to whatever relationship I may have with someone by virtue of telling someone exactly what's on my mind. As it would turn out, I was like, okay, look, I'm gonna tell my buddy here. I'm gonna see if either I can find another vendor or if I can patch this up. So I go ahead and I make a phone call, and it goes much better than I expected because this person apologized, and I was like, you know what, not to be outdone, I do appreciate it. And let me just say that I don't like being this guy. I don't like being mean to people. But I take my professional life so seriously because I care about taking care of other people. It took me a long time to get to this point in my life. It took me a long time to get to where I was and then improve, you know, how do I deal with other people? How do I show people that I am a professional in what I do? And so that's kind of how I do it. And so anyway, that phone call went exceptionally well. So I went ahead and I went ahead and I sent the art over, and tomorrow I'm sure that I'm going to hear that it's probably going to be fucked up and I'll have to redo it, but I'll be fine because at least I know what this other person's communication lines are like. And now I don't have to worry about that because all I have to do is not be me for 5 minutes. I can just be like everyone else and, you know, just sort it out. And so, again, went better than expected. However, hang up the phone. Day goes by. Friend of mine calls. I haven't talked to him in, well, since before COVID. Great friend. Just a fantastic friend. But he's got a life. He's got kids. He's got, grandkids now. I mean, just out the wazoo grandkids. And, and that made me very happy to hear. You know, it's just it's really nice to know that when your friends are hitting these milestones and so anyway, goes ahead and gives me a call and we chat for about 3 hours on the phone, and I was just like, wow, this is great, this is awesome. And so my first thought was, what did I do? Was it something I did right, you know? And I'm not taking this in the sense that this is a negative thing. This is not negative at all. It's just that I have this feeling that the universe has a way of course correcting me at times when I really need it. And I know this sounds like, oh, great, here he goes, stream of consciousness thing again. And it probably will sound a little bit like a stream of consciousness thing. But the truth of the matter is that the universe has a way of sending you messages whether you like it or not. It has a way of testing your self-awareness. It has a way of testing your intellectual and emotional honesty. It has a way of testing you on your ethics and whether or not you're capable of understanding what the message really is. So I struggled with this most of today. I've been dealing with a lot of emotional issues because I'm getting ready to set foot back into an arena that I really fucked up. You know, I really screwed up good and proper, mostly because I was, when you work with chemicals that alter your personality, and I'm not talking about drugs, I'm talking about isocyanates, any type of polyurethane resins and stuff like that, your perception of reality is greatly skewed. And so your behavior as the result of that, especially when you think you're taking the proper precautions in order to avoid exposure to these things, and you're not because you've already developed the oversensitivity to it, you start making some major piss poor life decisions. And so anyway, especially when it's affecting, you know, your brain functions and it's destroying parts of your brain that that keep you on a straight and narrow path. And so anyway, when I finally, because I haven't poured resin or any of that other stuff for probably over 7 years now. And after a year or two of just being absolutely out of that environment and not doing any of that stuff, I noticed that I was a lot different. My patience level had gone up, and my ability to critically think also went up. And as a result of all of that, I started making better choices and all of that. And I think I've been out of the resin casting business for my God, it might be closer to 8 or 9 years now. I did some, but it wasn't where I was doing large volume stuff. I was just doing test stuff like that, and that was pretty easy to evacuate the air and actually, you know, not be exposed to it for too long. But it was like when I was doing this stuff as a daily job, it was just wreaking havoc with not only my health, but my personality, too. I developed kidney stones and all kinds of crazy shit. I mean, I was sick all the time, and it just... But anyway, after having gotten away from all of that stuff, and then you start to take an assessment of, like, where you really screwed the pooch, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, man, you know? So... We had this conversation, this good friend of mine, and I just suddenly realized that, you know, the better part of my life, I wasn't even me, you know? I should say, the better part of my professional life was hidden by this personality that was being affected by all of the chemicals and stuff that I work with. It's like Van Gogh as an artist was affected a lot by the paint that he used. You know, all of that stuff has a adverse effect on you. Chemicals and lead and all of that other shit. I mean, the thing about this is that we live in a day and age where, you know, PPE is everywhere, you know. And but after having gotten away from all of this polyurethane and all other crap, because I don't have any of that shit anymore, I've noticed that my creative output is actually of a better quality, but it's not as prolific. Mostly because I don't have the paranoia driving me to gotta finish, you know, that kind of thing. But anyway, we had this conversation, and it really drove home how much I missed having friends, or at least the friends that I used to have, with the exception of a few people who stabbed me in the back. But the people that are actually in my life that are there because they are there by choice, they are of a better quality than I deserve. And I honor that, and I respect that, and I'm very appreciative of all of those things. And I think that the universe has a way of, it has a way of taking away those things until you're ready to appreciate your things again, you know, those people. And so with that, you know, it was nice to actually have that conversation, and it really drove home that I'd really been wasting a lot of the gifts that I've been given. And that's the hard part about being an intellectually honest person, is that sometimes you have to look at yourself in the mirror and go, wow, what have I really done with my life? And then you think to yourself, like, well, I tried to pursue an art career, which, you know, it's like unicorn husbandry. You know, that's like a made up job, you know, and you suddenly realize that, wow, I've made a lot of cool stuff, but it's not a life, you know? And so I started to kind of really assess a lot of stuff, but the only thing that I've really done consistently I've been a pretty loyal friend to the people that have been loyal to me, and that's, I guess, enough. So I mean, there are worse things in the world to be than an artist. There are probably lazier jobs, but I don't know any of them. But anyway, no, I like I said, I had this epiphany where the universe decided to, you think you're funny, do you? And then gave me the little bit of the comeuppance that I probably, because my snarky, salty ass decided, you know, I'm just going to troll somebody for the sheer benefit of making myself look hilarious. And then being shown that, you know, statistically speaking, I'm occasionally wrong about things. And this is one of those things, apparently, that I'm wrong about. Because if you're a normal human being, if you're a, well-adjusted human being, maybe you do like surprises. Maybe you do like to hear from people that you haven't talked to in a long time. And so, so I was wrong. There, I said it. Yep. I said it. That was not difficult. It was just difficult to get to that point. No, all kidding aside. But yeah, me and my buddy are going to try to get together for lunch and hang out a little bit. It'll be interesting. And then I got another friend I'm going to hang out with sometime this week. Because we haven't had a good shouting match in a long time about politics, but I thought, yeah, let's just pencil this in this week. All kidding aside, he's a good friend too. I have a lot of really, like I said, fantastic friends that are creative people that every once in a while I get to hang out with, and it's always kind of nice to do that. Although I will say that there are just some times that I don't mind being just that person that goes it alone. Mostly because I enjoy my own company quite a bit. And I can entertain myself pretty easily because, to me, if you listen to this podcast, it's all about entertaining me. It is what it is. So, I guess I'll talk about something paranormal. So, as I've discussed before, I live in a haunted house. And it's not like, you know, the kind that you see on TV, like the Munsters. It's one of those things where you have noises, you have voices, you have sometimes shadowy wisps of something that peer around corners. I've had friends who have seen these things. I had one friend in particular. I watched this person's face just kind of go, holy balls, when an apparition apparently looked around the corner at the stairwell at her, and she was like, ugh. And so, you know, it is one of those things where, you know, I've got people that have seen these things, and the house has got something active. There's something active right now, and I'm not really entirely sure what it is. But it's making a lot of noise, and it's making noise at odd hours. I keep waking up at about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, depending on the day. And I thought it was just the cats. And then like clockwork, it was... I would be having what I would think would be like a normal dream, and then it would become less about what's going on in my subconscious and a lot more about what's going on in the here and now in the bedroom. And because it was like when you feel like you're in your own little dream world, right? You have a certain amount of power and ability to affect change, especially if you're a lucid dreamer. I'm a very lucid dreamer. I control most of everything in my dreams, with the exception of every time I'm chased by zombies for whatever reason, it's like I can't run fast enough. And I think a lot of that has to do with because I'm still fat. But that being said, I usually can still get away because I have power over that universe to a degree. However, when you have dreams where you have a visitor in the dream, they take on a lot of the same behaviors as the creatures in the house. Particularly, I had this dream that I was in my house. I was downstairs, and I was going upstairs because I had to go feed the cats. And as I walked past the stairwell, I could see up the stairs, and there was this thing watching me in my dream. And so when I had that experience in my dream world, I'm like, okay, this isn't my subconscious. This is something well within the dream world that I am living in. And that's the thing about spiritual incursions, is that they do have the ability to, you know, when your defenses are down, they can just walk right on in. Excuse me. It doesn't matter how many times you've been blessed. It doesn't matter how many you've been baptized. It doesn't matter how many crucifixes you have in your house or talismans or whatever it is. If something wants to talk to you or you know, look in on you when you're sleeping, they will. You just have to know how to react. And of course, my reaction is to wake up and pray. Because a lot of that has to do with, especially with anything having to deal with it, that could be, you know, less ghost and more evil spirit kind of stuff. You know, a lot of the time, you know, you can pray that stuff away. Mostly because they don't like the name of God spoken. It has a way of, I don't know, taking away their power. And I think that's the thing about anytime you deal with the occult or any kind of spiritual things, is a lot of these things that wander in, they're not ghosts. Ghosts, when you're talking about the dead, you're talking about people that you used to know, their souls go to one of three places: purgatory, hell, or heaven. But I'm of the mind that I would say that hell is largely empty. And the reason why is I think that the God that I believe in has an ability to forgive a whole lot more than I do. While I may be a reflection and created in God's image, I am, if you were to measure the two of us, I would come up horribly, horribly short. Like we're talking infinitesimally short. I know that that's probably not the proper pronunciation, but that is how it is, infinitesimally short. So I look at it from the perspective of when you're dead and you're collected. But I also believe that there are parts of you that disappear. Your soul is this clean energy. You have good and you have bad. And you have the things that linger and latch on that were once you, that are burned away through the light of God. And those are cast out. Those things are cast away. And then when you wander through the gates of heaven, you are cleansed. You don't carry any of those things. And the only thing you really do carry with you is the love that you created while you were here on earth. Because that's the only thing that will carry you to heaven. You cannot walk into heaven with a heavy heart, full of regrets and all that other stuff. All of that stuff is washed away. So when that stuff is washed away, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's gone. It just means that it's separated from you. And when it's separated from you, it has the ability to take on what used to be you, personality traits, these things. That's the reason why you got people that are like, you know, I talk to spirits kind of shit. I don't do that personally. I don't believe in any of that stuff. I don't believe you can actually talk to a dead person. I don't believe that dead people, especially dead people who have been dead a long time, have the ability to just wander in and say, "Hey, how you doing? You know, and I don't think that, you know, people like James Van Prague and John Edwards and various other whole host of these phonies that are like, oh yes, I see the dead. No, you probably don't. And the reason why is because those souls have been collected. So I'm going to go ahead and just come around and say it. I think that the things that are in my house, I don't think that they belong here. I think they're actually just cast-offs of things that have just wandered in. And as many times as I've blessed this house, and as many times as I've, you know, tried to pick the creepy magnets off of me, it's a safe bet that whatever these things are, they are attached in some way. So those things will have to go at some point. Why they do these things, I don't know. The one thing that I do not like is hearing voices that I know are not real. And I'm not hallucinating. I'm actually, these are things that have come through speakers in my house, which is why I did a show about this, about, you know, computer speakers and why I don't leave my shit on anymore, because that's just that's like inviting the DJ from hell into your house. You know, hey, well, I'm going to like to sing you a song about, you know, talking to the dog. No, we're not going to do that. No, we're not. And so I've heard things come through the speakers periodically. And they're grainy. I mean, the power can be on, but they don't have to be plugged in. And every once in a while, you will pick up weird stuff. And I know that this can also be radio traffic. It could also be Bluetooth activated. I mean, just there's a lot of different frequencies here that you can probably pick up with just a plain old RCA jacked set of speakers. You know, this the one that I'm talking about is the mini RCA jack. However, you kind of usually have to be within proximity. And where these speakers are, not so much. And so, that being said, I've been trying very hard to get this phenomena caught on camera and or audio. And it's not going well. Mostly because it usually happens when I'm in the middle of something. When I can't get my hands, you know, to a camera or something. And so I've given a lot of thought to setting up some cameras in my studio, because I'm going to be doing that anyway for doing some of the work that I'm going to be doing, the sculpting and that sort of thing. And I thought, you know, maybe I'll just leave them on and see what happens. And see what happens, whether or not I pick up anything. And with any luck, that would be great. If not, well, then it's just another disappointment that everyone else gets to experience. That being said, when I have something to report that isn't just anecdotal, I will definitely post it to the website. Another little bit of odd news. There's a rando chicken in my neighborhood. Rando chicken. I know that sounds a little weird. However, I have neighbors that have chickens. And occasionally, a chicken will escape. This chicken will come over and make itself at home in my yard. So I've gotten to the bottom of one strange, mysterious thing with regarding my dogs and their need to go out between the hours of 2 and 5 in the morning, because it's rando chicken time. Heard a cluck, and I was like, son of a bitch. Because it was like, you know, chickens are the last thing in the world I need in my yard. Not that I'm complaining, because they do a great job of eating ticks and all that other stuff, and fleas and you name it, all little insects, ants, you name it, they eat it all. My problem is, if that chicken is in the yard and one of my dogs decides to go full-time, you know, full-tilt prey drive on it, the other one will do the same thing and that chicken will be no more, and then I've got to explain rando chicken's untimely demise to my neighbor who has more chickens. And the thing of it is that they're lovely people. They have animals. They're nice people. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to go, you know, I'm really sorry, but my dogs ate your chicken. There, I said it. You know, because I mean, I'm an animal guy. You know, I'm an animal guy. Although squirrels can fuck right off. Rabbits, cute little animals. You know, well, I mean, not spiders or scorpions, but you see where I'm going with this. If it's got a face and it's cute, you know, and it's a puppy or it's little, then it's okay. It's awesome. But yeah, rando chicken is running around my backyard, which, like I said, solved that mystery of the dogs alerting to things in the middle of the night that weren't there. And the reason why is because they could hear it, but I could not. Because if there's one thing I know about dogs, they can hear chicken. They can hear it. They can hear chicken being unpackaged. They can hear chicken on the hoof, as they would say. They know what a chicken smells like through its feathers. I mean, it's just, that's what dogs do. They know what chicken is, especially the chicken treats that I give these guys. Man, I'm surprised I still have all my hands, you know, and fingers and stuff, because these guys, they don't screw around. So that's, like I said, that's one less paranormal thing I have to deal with is rando chicken. And I know that sounds kind of silly, but that's just what I call it. It's rando chicken. And I haven't seen any UFO stuff that I thought was worth my time. No Sasquatch sightings, no nothing. Nothing here anyway. I actually have a mold off of an actual Bigfoot casting, and I think I might actually finish a couple of castings and maybe raffle one of these things off or something like that, if I can get maybe 1,000 subscribers or something like that, and maybe I'll raffle one of those things off. I was going to give away a coin, but it seems like nobody signed up to subscribe to the podcast, so I'm like, fine, I guess nobody's interested, which goes back to my belief that I am the least listened to podcast on the entire internet, which is okay by me, I guess. Oh, anyway, so going back to my original topic when I first started talking about this and how the universe decided to just kind of knock me down a peg with my incessant trolling, I don't intend to be making phone calls to people just to say hello, and I don't expect phone calls from people to say hello to me. And the reason why is because chances are, if you have evaporated from my little world, it's largely because you don't have a place in mine, or I don't have a place in yours. And that's perfectly fine. You know, that's the thing about the universe. It has a way of replacing things as you lose them. Superseding one for another, that sort of thing. Much in the same way that anyone that has lost me out of their, you know, or has cast me aside, they're usually doing much better as the result. And I bear no one, anyone, any ill will about it, because chances are, if I am not there by your choice, it's because I probably deserved it. So that's the one nice thing about being self-aware and intellectually honest, is that you know that some of your wounds that you have are entirely self-inflicted. But anyway, that's just me. And tomorrow actually is going to be pretty good, because I think I'm going to go back to a positive mindset and go back to, dare I say it, working out again. So, and I'll let you know how crippled up I am on Wednesday, because I will be doing some Randonautica stuff very soon and on video. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up for the night. It's about 20 to midnight. I hope you have a fantastic Monday and your week is stunning. So take care and good night.